Father Joseph and I are pleased to welcome Father Don and Father Silas. They're Capuchin priests here in Wichita. They know one of our candidates who is becoming Catholic this evening. Today is the last day where the directive for the priest is that the homily should be brief. So no more short homilies until next year. This morning, a number of us gathered early in the morning to pray what's called Matins and Lauds. You might remember Matins. Father Joseph has led Matins before the Annunciation, St. Joseph's Day, and the Immaculate Conception. And those are prayers that priests are all required to pray. Matins is the midnight hour, and Lauds is the first praise of God in the morning. And this year, this day, is my favorite reading at Matins. It comes from probably the second century, and the writer, we have no idea who it is, talks about how the Lord, on the day that he's dead, so his body is in the tomb, but yet he descends into hell, as we say in the Creed. And when we say he descends into hell, we don't mean the hell of the damned, of those who are eternally separated from God, but he's going down to all those righteous people who lived before the day of his passion and who are awaiting redemption. And he goes down, and the first person he gets is Adam, and then Eve. And there's a great picture by Fra Angelico where the Lord, it's called the harrowing of hell. And the Lord busts through the door and he smashes one of the devils. And the other devil is cowering at the door at the other side, the window. And Adam and Eve are the first ones in line of all of the Old Testament patriarchs. Because the new Adam has made right what the first Adam ruined. And now Adam and Eve and all those righteous people get to go and be in paradise with the Lord. And the reason that's so powerful is because that's what happens to every soul that's baptized. In just a few minutes, we're going to have our elect, those people who have been preparing for baptism for almost a year. We'll go in a procession with the Easter candle to the back of the church, and the Lord will come into their souls, just like he did for Adam and Eve, and he'll take away that sin, original sin, and every sin they've ever committed, and all the punishment that's due that sin, and he'll replace it with life, with his life. And what God did in Jesus Christ for Adam and Eve, what he's about to do for these to be baptized, is what he did for every one of us who have already been baptized. He reached into our souls and he took away the sin that separates us from him, and he replaced it with his grace. Everything about this night is about salvation. And it's a powerful reminder to us of the depths of the love of God. We've commemorated 2 days ago the institution of the priesthood and the Most Holy Eucharist. Yesterday, we had the Liturgy of the Passion, where we could look upon the cross and see Jesus Christ crucified and try to come to some understanding of what it means to say that God loves us when we look at that crucifixion. And then today is the final victory. If he had just died on the cross, it would have all been in vain. But it's the rising from the dead. That's what changes everything. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but it's worth repeating. St. Thomas says when you're baptized, Jesus does in you what he did for all of us. It's as if you died on the cross. It's as if you were buried in the tomb, and it's as if you rose from the dead. And so this night we have great praise and honor and glory to God, who loves us so much to send us his Son as the Redeemer.